once you get that balance, having confidence in it. So you go up there, you can still make it. Because even if you could do all the mechanics and stuff you want, if you don't have confidence in it, still not going to do it. So just trying to find the balance of everything all together. So, but I'd be all right.
With free throws, is it once you get that rhythm, doing the same thing over and over, that same shot over and over?
Yeah, you can you get into a little groove, and it's a lot easier once you get that rhythm. And I've just kind of been all over the place throughout the season with them. Not even necessarily confidence-wise, just switching between this and that, trying to find something to stick with. So I'm just sticking with one thing, and then it might not work immediately, but hopefully in the long run I can get the rhythm that I need to continue on with it. So
I'm assuming there's times where in here you can't miss from the free throw line.
Yeah, which is nuts, isn't it? Yeah. It's just basketball.
What are the challenges of finals week, you know, balancing the academics with prepping for a game?
I mean, it's tough. It is, especially when you got a lot of classes and exams, you know. So guys just have to try and stay focused and do the best they can. The coaches are pretty good with us as far as giving us time to study and giving us the room we need to be able to try and perform as best we can in the classroom. So we have all the support we need, and you just got to try and find a way to get it done.
Aaron was just talking about how this is kind of a stretch that he was dreading when he first saw the schedule, just because there was the very few number of games, like over, I guess, 3 weeks, and then on top of that having the finals. Is that kind of the growing feeling among you guys as far as just trying to deal with this period of time?
I understand what he's saying, but it's hard to have a game during finals week. Yeah. It would be tough, so I'm kind of happy there isn't. But from the standpoint of what he's saying, it's just not having as many games and such a – you want to play as much as you can, especially going into Big Ten play. So from that standpoint, it's I would wish we had games, but at the same time, it would be very hard to do it with finals. So they know – the people that schedule these games and schedule these games, and they all know what they're doing. So,
Devin, how big would a bounce back be for you guys against Pine Bluff on Sunday after a tough loss to Iowa State?
I think we – it would be a bounce back, but I think we expect every time we step on the court, we expect to win. So more is more of us just trying to get better as a team come Sunday. You know, we can't look past them as a program. So we're going at the same time, but we're going to look to see how we can become a better team on Sunday. So
what are you expecting to see out of Josh when he takes the floor Sunday, just based off what you've been seeing from him here in practice since he got back?
Hopefully he continues to shoot the ball. You know, I haven't seen him practice too much. I haven't really been practicing. I practiced yesterday and today, but I've missed like 2 days of practice due to finals. So I haven't really gotten a good chance to see how he's playing and how his foot is doing or anything like that. So all I can go off is what I know he's what we brought him in for to do and what he's been doing since he's been here. So hopefully he shoots the ball well and plays defense the way he's capable of.
You and Mike and Sapp have really taken care of the ball. I think you're in like three of the top four in assist to turnover ratio. Was this a concerted effort in the off season focus to this, or is it just a matter of you guys growing with your positions and doing what you expect to do?
I think it goes with the growing, also being expected to just to take care of the ball as a guard. I've pretty much always, I know last year my turnovers were a little higher than normal, but I've always been a guy that had at least 2-1 assist to turnover ratio since I've been here. So for me, it's expected. I hate turning the ball over. It really irks me. So I make sure I take care of the ball personally. But I think Mike and Sapp have also done a great job. And if you can limit them, I think that's why we've been in every game also. We don't turn the ball over. So at least we know every time down we're getting a shot. At the very least, or worse, you know, or at least getting an attempt. And as a guard or point guard or whatever it is, that's your job, is to make sure you get your team the best shot available and don't turn the ball over. And I think we all have been doing a good job of that.